I worked for Canadian Border Services for a while. You don't want to come up against me at the border. Those were the days where you could actually, if you weren't bilingual, you could get a summer job. Just so I was, I worked for Border Services in a Soyuz, so I was on the border between what's in the Okanagan between Orville and a Soyuz, and it was really funny.
Oh yeah. You know when you're in the airport and you're coming up on security and you've done nothing wrong, but you get nervous anyway?
Yeah.
I feel like that's how I would feel.
Yeah.
Did you have any weird experiences of what people
I had,
answer?
You know, the classics. wearing multiple layers of jeans so that you, because then you couldn't just go down for the day like you are able to now and shop. So people used to think of creative ways of going down to shop. And the dollar used to be worth a lot more. Like our Canadian dollar at one time was worth more than the American dollar. So our Canadian dollar was like, you know, $1.20, $1.30 to the... It was kind of like the reverse of what it is now. And also before the Americans started having all of their goods pretty much manufactured overseas, you could get really great... You know, cotton, the American cotton when the mills were still going, like really good quality stuff. Mm-hmm. But you just couldn't bring it back if you just went down for a day without having to pay duty on it. So Canadians that would go down to the U.S. to shop would think of creative ways of coming back with goods that they'd purchased. And that often meant wearing multiple layers
and that's legal
of clothing, but you would see that someone would be like this, right? And you'd say, you know, step out of the movie car over there, step out of the car, and you could see that they were like this because they were wearing about six pairs of jeans.
That's just how they dress.
I had a U.S. truck driver cry because I was part of a search and we found pornography in his, and he burst into tears and, you know, I found myself doing some cross-border counseling. it's okay. I'm not going to tell your mother.